This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 883. Kevin masters IELTS Task 2 brainstorming.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you find it difficult to organize your task 2 essay? Today, 3Keys student Kevin joins us for a brainstorm and practices strategies that can help you get a 7 or higher on IELTS writing.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have something very exciting for you today. 3Keys student Kevin is here from India. Say hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm Kevin here.
And you're now living in Canada, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So first, tell us just quickly, you know, why are you taking IELTS? Why are you studying to take the IELTS exam?
So basically, my reason for taking IELTS is to get my Canadian permanent residency. And I've been living in Canada for the last 4 years. So this is my final last hurdle in my permanent residency.
Okay, so you need that magic 8777, right, for Canada?
That's absolutely correct.
Yes. So today we are going to do a practice task 2 brainstorm using a few strategies from 3Keys IELTS that save time and create high scoring organized essays. But first, Kevin, tell us, we know what scores you need. Why did you choose to sign up with 3Keys IELTS?
So basically, this is the second time I'm giving my test. Basically, 3Keys, as I was listening to podcasts and searching for best English podcasts that can help improve my score. At the same time, it can help increase my efficiency in English speaking. So that encouraged me to join 3Keys IELTS.
Okay, that is a great reason. And we're focusing on writing today. Have you found that the templates in 3Keys IELTS have helped improve your writing for IELTS?
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt, I can say that 3Keys writing strategies are awesome. The vocabulary words that are given are awesome. And overall, the content-wise, the specific details that have given in each section, I really like it. And I encourage you to join me, please.
Yes, definitely. Listeners, listen to Kevin, right? If you want to get into 3Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/keys, and you can get the strategies that we will be talking about today. These template sentences make a huge difference. Like you were saying, they have high-scoring vocabulary and linking phrases, so you know exactly what to put in your introduction and your conclusion. So if anyone's having trouble writing essays, definitely sign up today, allearsenglish.com/keys. Now, you have been through the 3Keys module, so you have learned all these 3Keys brainstorming strategies that we are going to use today. So here's our topic. Ready?
Yeah.
As large supermarkets gain popularity in some countries, many small businesses are unable to compete. Some people think that the closure of local businesses will ruin local communities. To what extent do you agree or disagree? So first, what do you think? What's your opinion? Do you think it's better for a town to have many small businesses or one large supermarket?
I would encourage to have one big supermarket that will create a huge amount of job creation, especially with low or unskilled workers. And at the same time, it will also get benefit to all those residents as big retailers tend to give more deep discounts on necessity goods, and also they have better supply chain. So
you have a lot of reasons already, right? When you start thinking of a brainstorm, you have a whole list of reasons why a large supermarket is preferable. So when we start to brainstorm, first, okay, figure out what your opinion is. And then what type of essay would you write? Argument essay, opinion essay, what do you think for this topic?
For this topic, I would basically write argument essay.
Okay.
So I have enough content on both sides. At the same time, I can efficiently use all those three key strategies and achieve 7 or above.
Okay, excellent, right? So the trick is, so we start brainstorming the first paragraph, which will be, let's say the first paragraph is what you agree with, right? That your side. And you have several reasons here. Would it be good to write a body paragraph just including all of those reasons?
It can be, but at the same time, I might run out of content after two paragraphs are finished. So
here's the problem. We don't have a lot of time, first of all, and each reason you provide has to be supported with details and examples. So if you give a lot of reasons, you're in trouble. You won't have time to really fully support each of those, and then your task achievement score will go down because your reasons aren't supported. So in Three Keys IELTS, we recommend you choose one reason per body paragraph, two at the most, especially if the topic asks for, you know, advantages or solutions, something plural, then you do need two. But if you have one and it's really well supported, that is a high scoring essay, right? So of all the reasons you suggested, let's choose one to focus on for our first body paragraph. Which one would you choose?
I would choose large supermarket will create big job opportunities in those communities.
Okay, perfect. So if our reason is job opportunities, right? More jobs. Yes. Then what are some supporting details that you could have in that paragraph? Anything that will provide more information about job opportunities created?
Yeah, so I can say that there was a study suggested on Forbes that 43% of jobs are created by large business to support those job opportunities ideas.
Okay, so is this something that you have read recently in the news, or is this a statistic you have memorized, or are you making it up?
So this one, I have studied a lot of Forbes articles, but so far I vaguely remember the percentage was around those lines. So definitely I made up those number, 43%.
But you know, but it was close, right?
Yeah, it was very close.
This really goes to show how important it is to be reading the news and listening to articles so you have all this great information for essays. But good point. You don't want to be memorizing statistics, so you can share something that's close. That works. What if someone doesn't have a really specific detail about that? Do you think it would be okay to provide personal examples?
Yeah, definitely. Personal examples are better, and it can definitely increases our score.
Yeah, like both are excellent, right? Yes, did you have an example?
Yeah, example, I was earlier planning to say that my friend who lives in the rural cities in Canada, so they have a big Walmart or mall type of thing where they daily go for their work and they can see people are largely employed on that one particular area where there is a huge supermarket and people go there shopping every day. So that example can also be included in that.
Yes, exactly, right? If you know someone who has gotten a job at a large supermarket, that's a perfect example. It's supporting your reason that more jobs are created, and that's what really gets you a high scoring essay, that high task achievement score, to have your reason really fully supported. Okay, so for an argument essay, then you're going to brainstorm the second paragraph, which is the paragraph that you don't agree with. So what is a reason you could come up with that, you know, it's better for community to have several small stores rather than one large supermarket?
So my argument on that part is large businesses try to monopolize and they tend to eliminate competition. But competition is very healthy for economy to grow in order to get better job and to get better new innovative products when there is a small business there.
Okay, excellent, right? So you had your reason there and details. You're providing details about it. You clearly have thought about this a little bit. I did provide Kevin with the topic ahead of time. So sometimes if you just have a few minutes to brainstorm, you don't have a lot of time to think, okay, what are my reasons? What are my, you know, we have to practice this so that it becomes muscle memory. And it's easy for us to think of reasons and details and examples on any topic. So you've got great details, a great topic. What could be an example for this paragraph?
For this paragraph, I think we can say Amazon. Amazon is trying basically to do vertical integration so that they can just grow so big that it's very hard to compete with them eventually. So for yes. example, last year they bought Whole Food Market. So they jumped into grocery business, which is a little bit harder, and that can eventually hurt small businesses, farmers market, and other kind of businesses.
Yes, exactly right. And so then you could have a sentence like, small businesses such as pharmacies and grocery stores are often forced to close when they can't compete with prices offered by a large corporation such as Amazon, right? So when you start writing, you've got the great, so here's the trick. Once you've brainstormed, and you have your reasons and you have your supporting details and examples, you have to stick with that when you're writing your essay. Because it's so easy to add more reasons and more reasons. You have all these great ideas, but you don't have time for that. And it can become very disorganized. So we have an excellent brainstorm here with great reasons, details, and examples to support them. And then once you write, you'll just want to stick with that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is really good information. The trick is to do multiple brainstorms, to really practice this. So Kevin, how often during the week do you brainstorm a task two essay?
So my basically, I'm trying to use all three keys, plan, action, plan, according like I implement 3 days in a week.
Yes.
And I try to do more when I have time, like during this quarantine, I'm taking very advantage.
You have a little more time at home?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm working from home as well, so I can spare some time and do 4 days a week. So that can improve my vocabulary, brainstorming, and at the same time, can improve all of the strategies which I'm weak on that part.
Excellent. And then every time you brainstorm a task two essay, do you always write the essay?
No. So the thing I write daily, in a week I write 2 essays and I try to do brainstorm at least 3 or 4 depending upon my schedule.
Naya, that's excellent. That sounds like a really great system. And do you feel like that's working? You're improving your writing?
Yeah, definitely. I get ideas spontaneously and I can definitely see how I can improve from 6 to 7 in my next IELTS exam.
Yeah, well, it's very clear that you are using these three key strategies to improve. I know that you're going to get those scores that you need. Canada's scores are very difficult, but you're going to do it. I can feel it. So with the template sentences and linking phrases from Three Keys IELTS, you have everything you need for an essay that would score 7 or higher. It just takes practice, like you were saying. Multiple brainstorms, writing several essays each week. And for everybody out there who's listening, for access to all of this that Kevin has access to, all the strategies you need that have helped thousands of students get their scores on IELTS, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. And thank you, Kevin, for being here today and sharing some of these things that are working to help you improve your scores.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.